Iranian and French presidents have highlighted the need for a global fight against terrorism in a phone conversation. Hassan Rouhani said that Islam is a religion of peace that condemns terrorism in all its forms. François Hollande also called for forming a united front against terrorists in Syria and Iraq. Iran says it will continue to support the Syrian government in its battle against terrorism. Defense Minister Brigadier General Hossein Dehghan has hailed the victories of the Syrian forces against terrorist groups. He made the remarks during a phone conversation with his Syrian counterpart General Fat Jassim al-Fraj. Russia says last month's tragic plane crash in Egypt was caused by a terrorist attack. The Russian Federal Security Service says that traces of explosives have been found in the wreckage of the ill-fated Airbus aircraft. President Vladimir Putin has pledged to find and punish the perpetrators. A new poll shows a majority of Russians support Moscow's air campaign against terrorist groups in Syria. According to the survey, nearly 70% of Russians are closely following events in Syria. Russia has been conducting air raids against terrorist groups in Syria for more than a month now. Amnesty International has warned that refugee border controls by EU nations have caused a range of human rights abuses. According to the rights group, border fences have forced refugees to look for dangerous alternative routes. Protesters have taken to the streets in Bahrain after an appeals court upheld the death sentence is handed down to two activists convicted of carrying out bomb attacks in the kingdom. The protesters chanted slogans against the Al Khalifa regime and called for the immediate release of all political prisoners.